For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. In eastern Kentucky, cleanup continues from catastrophic flooding resulting in dozens of deaths, with some people still missing. Daily Yonder publisher Dee Davis lives in the state's Letcher County and spent 5 years documenting rebuilding efforts after the 2005 Katrina and Rita hurricanes. He says it all feels like a flashback.
Especially when you see appliances and knickknacks and couches out on the sidewalk, everything people own.
Davis says thousands of people who lost homes will need significant help going forward.
You can handle the first few days on adrenaline, but after a while, you need support. You need neighbors who aren't just going through the same thing as you.
Even as the waters were rising in her hometown of Whitesburg, Teresa Collins remembers neighbors out helping other neighbors, including her 7-year-old granddaughter.
We had made pancakes that morning, and she went around asking all the kids watching their own homes be flooded if they were hungry and if they needed pancakes.
You can help support relief efforts at www.kentucky.gov. Funding is hard enough to come by for rebuilding, much less preserving important historical sites, especially for smaller communities. Xander Brown looks at what's happening in Oklahoma.
No matter how big their hearts, volunteers can only contribute so much. Overall, when it comes to preservation, there's always community buy-in, says Chantry Banks, Executive Director for Preservation Oklahoma. But that's only half of the equation.
There are a lot of grants out there to help you plan. There aren't a lot of brick-and-mortar grants to help with actual construction and restoration.
Lack of resources makes it difficult to get momentum behind restoration projects like Tallahassee, Oklahoma, the oldest surviving Black town that still has a population of close to 100 residents today.
As a historical all-Black town, Tallahassee is a perfect example of an underrepresented rural part of Oklahoma. It felt important to focus on the entire community and what few buildings are still there.
Over half of the historic sites on Oklahoma's new most endangered list are in rural areas or small towns. I'm Xander Brown.
Across America, it would take an estimated 3 to 6 million more housing units to meet the demand. The Urban Institute's Karen Call says manufactured homes could play a significant role in easing the country's housing shortage.
The economics of buying a manufactured home have just improved drastically.
Though complicated financing policy is getting in the way of prospective buyers, Call believes the housing affordability crisis can make manufactured homes more attractive. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.